There's no question about it. An absolute fabrication of the fact. You tell the CIA what you want them to return, and you send a guy like Colin Powell to the United Nations to advocate for your mistruths, your misunderstanding. You engage in a unparalleled, unquestioned invasion of a foreign country. You destabilize the entire Middle East. You kill 3,500 wonderful American children. You injure 25,000 Americans with some very serious injuries. And you may have killed 600,000 Iraqi civilians in this quest. And I question whether that's not an impeachable offense. I think it is. And then you combine that with violations of the Constitution, of torture, of illegal jails throughout the world. This president, more than any other president in the history of our country, has committed impeachable crimes against the Constitution, against humanity, against every international agreement we've ever signed on, and we let him ride, we let him skate. And it's not right, it's not fair. If we are a system of rules and laws, if our country stands for the human concept of regulation by law that we completely object to, that we completely violate, then we've got some real problems in this country. And I believe that we can only gain respect in the world community by once again enforcing those laws, and that means impeachment of the President of the United States. Thomas Jefferson, very fearful of the monarchs that he saw in Europe at the time, King George, with supreme power to kill people, to control people's lives, was very adamant about a system of checks and balances, and one that would take that person he usurped the power as President of the United States, or King George, from his position of prominence and relegate them to the law of the land. And unless we do this as a nation, unless we insist that the violator of international law, of constitutional law, be held accountable, we then are no longer a system of laws and of regulations. We are a rogue nation. And I just think that that's a tragic message to send to the rest of the world. I will move to pull the resolution. You bet I will. And I'm going to try to find a co-sponsor in the Senate that is democratically controlled, as you know, and can address resolutions like this. We are prohibited in the Assembly by rules to even bring resolutions like this forth. And I think it's a complete violation of our constitutional authority. And so it's going to be another test question, whether we by rule can prohibit any discussion of federal policy, and that's the rules that the Republican-controlled Assembly have inflicted upon the body. It's wrong. It's dead wrong. And we ought to be a part of the dialogue addressing the major problems in this country, and that is the war in Iraq and usurpation of all of the funds that ought to be used for health care, for prescription drugs, for medical health care, for education. It's all going in this rat hole of destruction in Iraq. And simply to sit idly by and say, there is no accountability, we're going to play the blame game until the next election, I hold Democrats and Republicans who play this game in contempt. And the American people, I think, deserve better. And they deserve, once again, in the international community to be recognized as a community of law and order, of justice. And unless we bring forth impeachment proceedings against those that have usurped all of this authority and power deceitfully, invaded a neutral country, we are no longer going to be considered a prominent nation in the world.